This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, June 25th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. Corruption in African countries still throttles the well-being of Africans, but government-to-government aid from Western countries hasn't been shown to curtail it. Quite the opposite. That according to Michaela Wrong, author of It's Our Turn to Eat. She spoke at the Cato Institute June 22nd, 2009.
It's been, I think, a bigger problem in Africa's development, holding back its development, than just about any other issue. People talk about the problem of debt. People talk about global warming now. But really, corruption has worked against all the efforts to deal with those issues. And it comes straight from the top. And if you're talking about Kenya's particular example, the Goldenberg scandal, which happened in the early 1990s, really created a 10-year recession. Anglo leasing, which was a new scandal, has created a crisis in which 1,300 people died because corruption eventually led to political instability in Kenya and massive ethnic clashes after the elections. So I think you can't separate corruption from the political instability we see across Africa.
What's the role of foreign aid in either maintaining or stopping the corruption that exists?
I think too often what you see in Africa, and Kenya has been an example of it, but it's not the only example, and I've written about this in previous books, notably about the role that aid played in propping up Mobutu Sese Seko in Zaire. Too often, the foreign donors tend to lose perspective of why they're lending or giving money to Africa. It was hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, because they wanted to be able to keep lending. And so the aid programs often take on a momentum of their own, and donors are more concerned with being able to tell their own Western electorates that the aid continues than they are about thinking about whether or not these governments in Africa deserve to be lent to in the first place.
It seems difficult to understand how actually witnessing what's going on in Africa, how Western donors can look at that and not see what's going on. Help me understand that.
Well, firstly, there's an element of self-interest in that if you're a World Bank country director or an IMF official working out in Africa, you're going to look good back in headquarters here in Washington if you approve a lot of projects. You're going to have a good portfolio. You're going to be able to show off, you know, to your bosses about how effective you've been. And therefore, the institutional, the nature of these institutions is encourages you to keep the aid rolling. And then I think there's a sort of coziness that develops between all members of this expatriate community, the diplomats, sometimes NGO directors and aid officials, where they sort of get too close to the community of politicians and people to whom they end up lending. And they lose sight. They roll past the biggest slum in Africa in Nairobi's Kibera. People drive past it every day. They stop seeing it. They stop realizing the massive inequalities there. And they look at the officially, there's 6% growth rates in Kenya under a new government, and they think, that's fabulous. And you sort of think, but it's clear that the 6% growth rates are not filtering down to the needy. Something is going wrong here. But they just sort of get entranced by those figures, 6% growth. It sounds so great. And I think there's a loss of perspective.
Is the key cutting these African governments out of the process? Is it a whole new model of aid? Or is it thinking even more broadly than that?
I think we should be making a big stink. We should use those weapons that when we see corruption taking place, we should make a lot of noise. We should deny these people visas. We should make it clear we've denied certain key ministers and politicians visas. We should seize their assets whenever we can. I think that's the role of donors, really. And they don't use those instruments as much as they can. But overall, if you look at Africa, Africa's not going to be saved by aid. The idea that you know, aid from donors will rebuild the continent is, I think, a nonsense. It was a fashionable nonsense for a while. Africa's going to be saved by its own people. It's probably going to be saved by its entrepreneurs. Every important development that's come out of Africa, every encouraging development has been coming from the private sector in Africa. So I think we really fool ourselves when we believe that aid is the answer. Aid is key. Aid holds the key to the future. We aren't that important as donors. It's going to come from Africa itself.
Michaela Wrong is author of It's Our Turn to Eat. You can watch the full book forum at cato.org.